And welcome, Hoosier Nation, to another edition of the Hoosier Sound Off, recorded on Tuesday morning, February 18th, 2020. I'm your host, Nathan Krishnan, and I'm here for your quick roundup of IU sports news. Indiana's men's and women's basketball teams dropped contests on Sunday. The men's team fell at Michigan 89-65, while the women were surprised by Ohio State 80-76 in Bloomington. In the men's game, Deron Davis led Indiana with 18 points, and Al Durham chipped in 17. But it wasn't enough, as Indiana got out-rebounded and dropped their seventh consecutive game to the Wolverines. IU also fell to 1-6 on the road. The women's team held a fourth quarter lead against Ohio State. However, they lost control of the game and conceded 31 points in the fourth quarter on their way to their seventh defeat of the season. Allie Patberg led Indiana with 22 points in the defeat. Indiana still is ranked number 24 in the most recent AP poll. Both the men and the women head to Minnesota this week for contests. The men's team play on Wednesday, while the women's team takes the floor on Saturday. In baseball, IU started the season with a tough three-game weekend series in Baton Rouge against number 11 LSU. The Tigers took two out of three games in the series. However, in the finale, Braden Tucker, a sophomore pitcher, threw six innings where he gave up just one run. Sophomore Grant Richardson had a tremendous offensive weekend, going 6-for-12, as Indiana won the final game of the three-game series in 7-2. Richardson was named co-player of the week in the Big Ten for his efforts. In softball, IU took the field in the Big Ten ACC Challenge over the weekend in Durham, North Carolina, and they won their final game against Syracuse in a dramatic finish, winning 4-3. Hannah Davis hit her first home run as a Hoosier in the top of the seventh inning, giving Indiana the decisive advantage. IU worked around a single in the bottom of the seventh to get the win. In football, Indiana thought they had their defensive line coach, as Ron Burton, who came over from MSU, looked to be the pick for the job. However, he had a change of heart. As a result, Indiana moved on to their next best option, Tulane's defensive line coach Kevin Peoples. At the end of the day, Tom Allen now has his defensive line coach, and he's rounded out his staff. Thank you, Hoosier Nation, and remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30, or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like the transcript and links mentioned in today's show, head over to IndianaHQ.com to check that out, in addition to all our insightful articles. We will catch you next Monday, February 24th, for the next edition of the Hoosier Sound Off. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.